Class 9, Chapter 15, Improvement in Food Resources, Module 3 of 4. In the last modules, we discussed about agriculture. And now, in the next two modules, we will be dealing with animal husbandry. What is animal husbandry? The branch of agriculture that deals with the feeding, caring, breeding of domestic animals is called animal husbandry, and it requires planning for animal shelter, breeding, health, disease control, and proper economic utilization. It includes cattle, sheep, goat, poultry, and fish farming. First, we will discuss cattle farming. Generic name of cow is Bos indicus, and of buffalo is Bos bobalis. Cattle farming is done for mainly two purposes: for milk production and for farm labor. Milk producing females are called milch animals, and the cattle used for farm labor are called draught animals. Milk production depends on lactation period. What is lactation period? It is the period of milk production after the birth of a calf. More the lactation period, more milk production will be there. And foreign breeds like the Jersey and the Brown Swiss, they are also called exotic breeds. They have long lactation period. And the local breeds, that is the indigenous breed like Red Sindhi, Sahiwal, etc., they are resistant to diseases. They can be crossbred to get animals with both the qualities, that is the long lactation period and the disease resistance. And these animals are called hybrid animals. Farm management practices include cattle shelter, cattle feed, and taking care of cattle health. So first, cattle shelter. Cattle shelter should be spacious to avoid overcrowding of animals, and it should be clean, dry, airy, and well ventilated. It should have proper arrangement for the hygienic disposal of animal waste and the supply of fresh cleaning water to the animals. Cattle feed consists of mainly two components. The first one is called roughage. And these roughage, they are coarse and fibrous substances, which have low nutrient content. And the examples are hay, straw, etc. The second type of feed, they are called concentrates, and they are rich in nutrients with very less fibrous content or cellulose matter. And the examples of concentrates are the grains, seeds, oil cakes, etc. Good feed enhances milk production, promotes growth, and protects the animals from diseases. Cattle health. Cattle diseases are caused by parasites, bacteria, and viruses. External parasites cause skin diseases, and internal parasites like worms affect the stomach and intestine, and flukes damage the liver. Vaccination is done to prevent diseases in the cattle. Next, we will discuss about the poultry farming. Thank you.